Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Thank you, High Commissioner, for your continued documenting of widespread human rights violations and abuses in Venezuela. The work of your office and that of the fact-finding mission are more important than ever as we witness increased violence against political opposition and the rapidly deteriorating state of democracy and human rights in Venezuela. We continue to call for an end to the ongoing attacks against human rights defenders, the repeal of laws that oppress civil society, and full respect for the freedoms of association and peaceful assembly. We continue to call for the release of all unjustly detained political prisoners and for OHCHR access to detention centers. The United States stands by all human rights defenders, victims and survivors of abuses, journalists, academics and teachers, political leaders, environmental defenders, persons with disabilities, and members of indigenous, Afro-Venezuelan, and LGBTQI+ communities who persevere despite arbitrary detentions, threats, and reprisals, including transnational repression. Mr. High Commissioner, how can states empower civil society actors who are under constant attack and threat in Venezuela? I thank you.